I 4:05 a.m. that morning, he watched a great range of emotions play across her face in what seemed to be a very short time. A June afternoon. A parade! A saint! There was a sudden pop in the air. A touch warm. Accept my apologies, please. Ah! The air was thick.
We will also tear down the telephone lines, and then all men will be free.
It almost makes me think. All right. And he was always happy. And again, another. Then another. Yes. And as it happened, as you wish. At last he turned.
Ah!
He barked. You're being quite unpleasant. This may be our best chance.
Well, best of luck.
Better even than poetry. And beyond that, a range of glorious white mountains. A little bitter, yet vivid all the same. And he pulled out a black beret and put it on his head. They blazed away each evening until dawn, bleeding its color into the sky behind it.
Blimey, mate, don't you know a bloody prank?
He blinked in the flickering candlelight, blissfully unaware. Bloody brilliant!
Yes, bravo!
They're burning with fury. With fire. Fireworks burst and crackled. At that point, a girl came up. Caught in the human tide. It can actually afford to cease to exist for a full 12 hours. Chance to set things right at last. Changing the key, charm like a tide sweeping in to engulf him. Cheering. The cheers were enormous. The lady who sells chicken on a spit. Clever old wolf. There were clicks and buzzes.
Come on, then.
Come on. Come on, oh devil. Come on.
We've come to see the show.
The comic opera here. There was confusion and chatter, cool and implacable. It could be worth a fortune. The cries rose. He'd spent 2 crude weeks tramping about in the mud with broomsticks. Curiously. Damn silly. Stop that damned crying and let me shake your hand. Dashing and perfect. You're dead without papers. This time tomorrow we're dead. But I must say I feel rather good about it. With debauchery and sloth. I'm sure he would have shown a degree more politeness. It will be delightfully civil. You'll destroy him, he told himself.
Deviation and oppositionism.
Did you see that? But he didn't care about that either. Digging potatoes in no man's land. Dining room chair in the middle of a field. He was surprised to discover how nervous he was. The distance was about 30 feet.
Does this answer?
Don't ask me why.
Don't ask me how I know.
You don't believe all their nonsense, do you?
For God's sake, don't fail. We'd then be done with it altogether.
Yes, sir. Doubly bright, as if to compensate for what was not there. He was drawing pictures of bridges. Damned curious. They were still the same dreamers, dwarfing even the moon. Each was a small sun burning its image into the retina. Eh? The emotional contact. They're utterly enchanting. And he'd come away with an encyclopedia of personalities, under a sky of English blue and a breeze as sweet as a perfect lyric. Or at least an enthusiasm for them.